In this bulletin, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Brexit will deliver more opportunities for Australia, Prince Charles to be the next head of the Commonwealth, and in football, the Matildas lose the Asian Cup final to Japan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Brexit will give Australia greater opportunities in the United Kingdom than it has ever had before. In a speech to an Australian Chamber of Commerce function in London, Mr. Turnbull says the UK's decision to leave the EU has opened up chances for Australia.
I think it offers greater opportunities for Australia in the UK than ever, and I can assure you that we will do everything we can to enable the UK to enter into the most favourable, open, to quote President Trump, fair and reciprocal trade deal.
Prince Charles has been approved as the successor to Queen Elizabeth as head of the Commonwealth. The decision was made at a meeting of the group's heads of government in Windsor. There have been calls for the role to be rotated around the 53 member states, most of which are former British territories. But in recent days, the Queen, the British government and other leaders have backed Charles. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's pleased with the decision.
His Royal Highness has been a proud supporter of the Commonwealth for more than four decades and has spoken passionately about the organisation's unique diversity. And it is fitting that one day he will continue the work of his mother, Her Majesty the Queen.
North and South Korea have installed a telephone hotline between their leaders as they prepare for a rare summit next week aimed at resolving the nuclear standoff. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plan to make their first telephone conversation sometime before their face-to-face meeting next Friday. South Korean officials say the hotline, which will be maintained after the summit, will help facilitate dialogue and reduce misunderstanding during times of tension. Meanwhile, a senior US official says she has no doubts that US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un intend to hold a historic summit at some point over the next couple of months. Special Assistant to the President Victoria Coates says the US remains very hopeful the talks will go on as planned.
There's no doubt in my mind that they intend to meet, but we have to remember the North Koreans have a vote as well, that a lot of this discussion has been contingent on their willingness to talk about denuclearization. And that is our goal.
The Democratic Party in the United States is suing Russia, President Donald Trump's campaign, and WikiLeaks. The party alleges Trump campaign officials conspired with the Russian government and its military spy agency to hurt Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and tilt the election to Mr. Trump by hacking Democratic Party computers. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied his campaign colluded with Russia, and Russia is denied meddling in the election. The Swedish-born producer and DJ known as Avicii has been found dead in Oman at the age of 28. No cause of death was announced, and Avicii's representative says no further statements would be issued. He had six top 10 singles in Australia, most notably the 2013 chart topper Wake Me Up. His death comes just days after he was nominated for a Billboard Music Award for Top Dance Electronic Album. Life-saving drugs that can slow the progression of advanced breast cancer by 2 years are likely to become available to thousands of women at a reduced price. The government's advisory board has recommended that the drugs Ibrance and Kisqali be subsidised, bringing the cost down from $5,000 to $39.50 per month. Plans to introduce a subsidy for Ibrance have twice been rebuffed, with women reduced to using their superannuation funds or travelling abroad to receive the medicine at a cheaper rate. And to sport in football, a late winner from substitute Kumi Yokoyama has seen Japan retain the Women's Asian Cup at Australia's expense in Amman. The Matildas dominated large periods of the game, but were unable to finish several chances, headlined by Elise Kellon-Knight, who saw her first half penalty saved. Captain Claire Polkinghorne has told Fox Sports it was not their day.
Yeah, look, the first 10-15 minutes we really put them under pressure and we got that penalty, and had we got that it may have changed the game a little bit, but in saying that, you know, we kept pushing it and we created a lot.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower 226, Adelaide possible only shower 27, Melbourne partly cloudy 23, Hobart mostly sunny 22, Canberra much the same 25, Wollongong partly cloudy 22, Sydney also partly cloudy 22, Newcastle possible shower 23, Brisbane shower or 2, 26. Cairns possible shower 30. And Darwin sunny 35. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay up to date with SBS News online and on social.